looking back through the files of the Bunyip for Wednesday, the 15th of April 2026. We're in the lower ground floor of the Gawler Civic Centre in the Cultural and Heritage Research Centre. My name's Kay. I'm one of your readers along with Jeanette. Hello, Jeanette.
Hi, Kay.
It's another good day to be here.
It is.
And here we are kicking off with 150 years ago, and it's a really interesting headline. It says, Gossips. The amount of vile gossiping that goes on in communities like Gawler, for instance, in brackets. Not that I would institute anything against that birthplace of the humbug society for a moment, in bracket, is simply sickening. I have had some light experience of the sweet forbearance of some ladies who would profess all the lovely virtues of womanhood and at the same time ruin a reputation in the most melting manner.
Well, that's modern social media, isn't it?
Well, that is. I mean, social media is so toxic.
Yes, yeah.
Incredibly.
But it is gossip.
Yeah, well, that's... Yeah. That's all.
Although, on the other side of that, I did read an article once saying that it's part of our evolution because people gossiping was how information was conveyed.
Oh, yeah.
So there's a positive as well as a negative. So like some group might say, oh, you know, over there, yeah, child's got this illness, so, you know, yeah, oh, keep away and so, yeah, you don't get that illness. And
oh, yeah.
Things like that. So there's an evolutionary advantage to gossip.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
As well as disadvantage. Yeah,
that's where the saber-toothed tigers are, so let's avoid them.
Yes, that's right. Exactly. So it's a mixed yeah, blessing, many things. So 100 years ago, Gawler's Midday Mail. As one of Gawler's businessmen, Councillor H.L. Shared brought forward at Monday evening's council the matter of the Midday Mail to the city. At present, a train leaves the Gawler Railway Station at 1:18 p.m., yet the mails at the Gawler Post Office close at noon sharp. He thought an effort should be made to get a little more latitude. He moved that the town clerk get in touch with the postmaster with the request that the mails at the post office close at 12:30. I guess they had to get the mail and then probably sort it and then get it to the
railway station.
So, yes, that would probably not give them enough time.
No. That's a bit unreasonable.
Yes, I'd say
12
so.
Is fine.
Yes.
Okay, and here we are 50 years ago. Freak storm lashes Plainstown. A freak rainstorm moving in from the north deluged a large area of the Adelaide Plains and transformed dry, bare paddocks into huge lakes on Sunday night. The biggest fall in the district was reported at Two Wells, where one farmer recorded 348 points, 87 millimetres of rain. I remember that.
Right.
We had 3 inches of rain in 3 hours. It was enormous. It was it was a deluge. But I remember that as being more 74 than 76. But anyway, it was a huge rainstorm. We had water everywhere.
Yeah.
But the river didn't come down because it needs the rain up in
That's
the hills.
That's right, yes.
So it was just localised flooding.
Yes. And, of course, the reservoirs as well account for blocking rivers, so they have to fill. If they're low, then they need to fill first.
Yeah. It's when the South Para and the North Para come down at the same time that we're in trouble.
Yes,
yeah.
It's probably worse flooding.
Yeah, well, you can have one or the other, but when you have both, it's when the spillway used to open and the North, before we had the Bruce Eastick Dam, the North Para would just come through at a flood bore, and then the South Para would overtop, and the two would, of course, meet in Gawler, and that's when you'd get the backing up, and then you knew you were going to cop it down.
So 25 years ago, guiding Gawler girls... That's a bit of a tongue twister. Guiding Gawler girls since 1924. A lot of our fundraising comes from collecting and selling cork, said Sue Cruikshank, a leader at Gawler Guides. Cork, I exclaimed. Wouldn't you need a fair bit to make it worthwhile? Well, yes. So this year so far, I've taken 200 kilos to the showgrounds in Adelaide. When there's a smell, mayload, this goes to Melbourne where it is recycled. Different clubs in Gawler supply us as well as our parents and friends who like a bottle of wine. This helped us to raise $500 last year. So please don't throw out your corks, appealed Sue. And in 25 years, corks have become a thing of history.
Well, they have.
Yes, they have. No corks now.
That's I still have corks every now and then, yes, but of course... Yes. That's it's in old bottles of wine that I'm opening
very
up.
Very so. Expensive. We buy occasionally a bottle of Rockford's that's corked, but has cork, not corked.
A semi-load.
Semi-load. Yes, thank you.
10 years ago, framework for Gawler's future, a strategy to re-energise Gawler's central business district, has been updated following feedback from the local community. Gawler Council's Town Centre Design Framework report, which was released in October last year for public consultation, floats ideas such as high-rise buildings and pedestrian-orientated streetscapes for the CBD. Central Business, it sounds like it's a Adelaide CBD. Anyway.
Yes. I don't think we need high-rise buildings.
Well, you know, just... Anyway, they're the thing of the future. So that's it for this week, Jeanette. We'll speak again next week.
Until next week, Kay. For all lives.